Hey, it's me, Gary. Previously on the Adventure Zone graduation, the Thundermen are deep in the bowels of the Heroic Oversight Guild HQ. See, it all started when they enrolled at Hieronymus Wiggenstaff's School for Heroism and Villainy. Turns out, Hieronymus had been replaced by his arch-nemesis Gray the Demon Prince. Hieronymus had been turned into a dog by his brother Higglemas. Gray wanted war, and he was being backed by the embodiments of order and chaos. Secretly, though, Order and Chaos's plan was for the Thundermen to win said war and launch Nua into a new age of chaos and growth. The only problem was that that war would result in the deaths of countless innocent people. Now the Thundermen hope to avoid the war by causing enough controlled chaos. Their first step is simple. Completely undermine the current system by destroying every piece of essential paperwork they can get their hands on. You're facing off against Milo and Bradford. We have the Fearbulg, and we have Argo squaring off against the two security guards as you, Fitzroy, are being launched up towards the stalactites.
Yep, got it.
And upstairs on the first floor is Lennon, lost in his own world, doodling. He's doing that thing where, like, you draw a heart and you turn it into a puppy face.
Witchcraft!
Yeah, it's absolutely witchcraft. He's making cootie catchers up there. On the first floor, we've got the setup for the Commodore's big promotion day, and the action resumes.
Ah, splat. Ugh.
Well, that ends Fitzroy. First things first, you, Argo, and you, Fearbulg, roll initiative.
Should I do that too, just to get up in it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I got a 2. Plus 2, 4.
Okay.
I got a 20.
Why are you sad? Hey, Dan.
Because people are doubting my rolls, I'm afraid.
Yeah, 16. It doesn't feel good, does it? I've been there, buddy. Don't you worry.
Everyone listen to me.
Okay.
16 plus 2.
Okay, so it's going to go.
Yo, can I see Justin's rolls? Did you see my roll when I just rolled?
No.
Is that possible?
It's. I think. Sorry, this is not for the podcast, but I'm going to roll a dice.
Okay.
Did you see that pop up?
Yeah. Sir Fitzroy Thunderman Maplecourt rolled custom 15.
That's awesome. God, that's so fucking good. That changes everything, man.
We'll be able to clock each other's shit.
D&D Beyond.
How did you do that?
I just.
If you're logged into D&D Beyond, Argo Keen rolled an 8.
Just rolled an 8.
Wow, well, that's
now I gotta
awesome.
Log into D&D Beyond, I guess.
I've been waiting for them to. This is so great. We should definitely use this and keep each other honest with it. This is huge.
All right, everybody, you're hearing it live here on your number.
We can
one.
No longer cheat.
There's no cheating
man.
Allowed.
I
not
like
that I've
that.
Ever cheated.
No, I haven't. I've never cheated.
Well, you can still cheat, Trav.
Unless it's
okay,
good. Story.
I love cheating.
But we can react to each other's shitty roles, which is the most fun part of Dungeons and Dragons.
As long as somebody announces them.
So up first is Dad. What do you do, Dad?
So yeah, I'm still in the headlock, right?
No, I still got him in the headlock, right? I mean, they don't buy it, right?
They don't buy it. They've removed
the initiative.
All right.
And they've drawn their weapons.
Okay. No, I don't have him in a headlock. As a free action, I've released my dad's headlock.
Okay. Dad, you're up.
Okay. So tell me about, who are we facing? Milo and
Milo
Bradford?
Milo and Bradford. Milo is married. He has 16 kids.
Do you like long walks on the beach?
He fucking hates it. He loves short walks on the mountains.
Does he like a knife?
He likes making love at 9:30 p.m. sharp. I'm being in bed by 9:45.
Attaboy.
I'm going to pull out my belaying pin and hit Milo over the head with it.
You will try.
Yes, I will try.
And we will see what number appears on the dice when you roll it.
All right, let me do... Okay, so...
Oh, this is going to be big.
Here we go.
Big moment.
But what kind of roll is this?
An attack roll.
Attack roll.
Because you're attacking him.
All right, so that's a 20. All right, D20.
Yeah.
I rolled it. Oh!
That is a fucking one!
That's a one, now that we're watching.
Our first public visible roll is a crit fail.
Okay, yeah, no, you totally blow it. And in fact, I'm going to say you blow it so bad he gets an attack of opportunity. You stumble with the belaying pin.
I'd say I probably hit myself with the blade.
It was God.
The
okay,
belaying
pin.
But
then you see Milo roll the 1-2.
No!
What's going on? Everybody's just so concerned about me falling up to my death.
Yes. Okay, so up next is Justin.
I am going to attack the one on the left.
That's Bradford. Bradford was the pleasant one.
Oh, well, then the one on the right, the nasty one, I guess. We'll have to fight them both.
You can attack the pleasant one, too. And just remember, they're named after listeners. So keep that in mind as you eviscerate them.
You know what I'm going to try?
What's that?
I'm going to try. Yes, I am going to cast a third level hold person.
Oh boy.
Which lets me do two targets. You gotta do a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, that's a fail. Yep. A 3 and a 6.
Yeah, both failures.
Both failures. Okay.
You're paralyzed for a minute.
So let me go ahead and make saving throws for them to see if either one of them freed.
You just got to try your saving throw.
At the end of their turns.
Okay, got it. Yes.
Because yeah, they're up before Fitzroy. Nope. And nope. Okay. An 8 and a 5. Those don't save. Okay, Griffin, you're up.
Okay. I was looking in my bag for a parachute. I don't even know that. Would that even work? If I'm falling.
How fast
upward,
are you moving? You're falling at general falling speed, right? I don't think you've had time to achieve terminal velocity if you're only falling like 40 feet.
I think you can hit terminal velocity in 40 feet for sure. Anyway, this is nothing to anyone. My spells are not good, so I'm not really crazy about relying on those right now. But we haven't really talked about my rage. Whether or not that is a thing that I have access to in my sort of, I mean, I got those powers from chaos too, huh?
Well, you tell me, Griffin, because the thing is like the rage maybe activated magic, but that doesn't mean that the reverse is true.
We'll just do what we've been doing for spells. I'll roll for it. Cause I think rage is the only thing that's going to keep me from really beefing it here. So I'm going to roll a d20. Hey, okay. That there's a 15. Okay, I haven't raged out in a while, so I think that it probably feels pretty weird. And maybe it's not the same exact brand of rage that I've been getting before I got sort of cut off from chaos, but you hear me sort of scream in a new and exciting way as I fall upwards to my death. And I want to try to just land neatly, like between some spikes.
Okay, yeah. So here's what we see, right? We see Fitzroy hurtling towards these spiked ceilings. He's looking straight up as the spikes are growing larger. We see them from his perspective, right? So it's like if this was a 3D movie, people in the crowd would definitely be like leaning backwards and raising their hands, right? And as we see this, we cut back to a close shot of Fitzroy's eyes, and they start to crackle with lightning. And when it cuts back to him. He's screaming, and we see that he is raged out as, like, lightning is surrounding his hands, and he's holding on to two of the stalactites, like, holding himself from crashing into a third that is, like, right in front of his face. So basically, he's gripping the stalactites in each hand and pushing himself away from the stalactite at his face. What do you do now?
Am I not rolling for that?
No, you did. You just raged out. Yeah, give me a strength roll with advantage.
Okay. That's a crit fail. And that's an 8 plus 4, 12.
So you start to move forward. You are able to move your head. You catch the stalactite point in the shoulder.
Okay.
And you take... You take, it's not much, 6 damage. It's piercing damage. Are you strong against that when you're raging out?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So that's only 3.
Yeah, so only 3 points of damage. But you are able to kind of spin around so that your feet are resting on a flat portion.
Yeah, you know what else I need to do? Is I need to roll a D8 to see what random effect I activate my wild surge. Been a minute. We're remembering, though. That's a 1. On a 1, necrotic energy bursts from you. Each creature within 30 feet of you takes 1d10 necrotic damage, and you gain temporary hit points equal to the sum of the necrotic damage dealt to the creatures. Well,
roll that d10 for me.
Yeah, the boys on the ground, though, aren't within 30 feet of me.
No, roll that d10 for me.
Okay. That's a... Whoa, it landed on the corner of the webpage. It didn't finish. Let me try again. Yeah. I didn't know that could happen. That's a 9.
It's
a 9.
That's a 9.
I need that every time.
Yeah.
Where you have landed, as this, like, energy crackles from you, and it's different. It's a different lightning than what you used to cast. It's golden, much like Snippers is now. And out from where your feet are standing, there begins a slow-spreading circle as the moss begins to gray and blacken as this wave spreads out.
Oh, I guess moss is alive.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean for me temp hit point-wise? How many mosses did I hit for 9 points of damage?
Just the 1 moss.
Just the one moss. Okay.
It's one organism. That's what I'm going with.
Cool.
And please, nobody tweet at me. It's magic moss, and frankly, I don't care.
Well, technically, you did say it was lichen, which is not exactly
It's the all same. The same. It's the magic world of my creation. In this world, lichen and moss are the same thing.
Is that not...
Also, hot dogs are rectangles.
Yeah, but you don't know. And there's Kraft macaroni and cheese. All right. So now you're standing there. You haven't, like, killed all the moss, let me be clear. But there is, like, about a, let's say, 10-foot diameter circle around you that cool. is now blackened and dead.
Okay.
Now we hop back over to where the battle betwixt Justin and Dad and the guards is happening. Roll a stealth check for me, fellas.
I rolled a 16 plus 13. That's 29.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for you to fuck that up, huh? And I'm talking about Griffin and Justin, too.
Oh, all of us?
That's going to be a 3
oh boy.
Plus 2.
Fitzroy?
10 plus 2, 12.
So when you land, Fitzroy, and that, like, wave of necrotic energy stretches out and, you know, your hands are crackling, this successfully gets Lennon's attention.
Yeah, I'm fucking eye level with Lennon.
Yeah,
right
basically
now,
like, Lennon turns and, like, your eyes have met at equal level. You're upside down, or he is, however you want to look at it. But you basically make eye contact and... Yeah,
it's still me, Chud. There's a weird gravity well in here, and I'm getting really nauseous.
He looks down, and he can see through the glass all the way down the two, Milo and Bradford, also, like, stop.
They fell asleep.
and he takes off down the ramp. He had a decision point to make, and he decided instead of going up and getting help, he's going to run down and help his buddies.
Okay. Good decision making as always.
And he is chugging down to the bottom of the ramp, and Dad, it is Argo's turn.
Argo's going to steal the weapons off Milo and Bradford.
Isn't it hard not to say Milo and Otis? It's tripping me up really badly, and it's my own fault.
Could that be Bradford's first name?
His name is...
Bradford.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Otis Bradford.
Yeah. He's going to... And what weapons do they have?
Do an investigation check for me. You are going to, as quick as you can, try to find all the weapons on their bodies, I guess.
All right. That is a 4 plus 3. That's a 7.
You are able to find their obvious weapons, like batons, stun batons, magical stun batons on their hips. But you don't know if they had any other concealed weapons, anything else. You're up, Fearbulg.
Okay, let's lay it out. What's the situation?
So, Milo and Bradford are still held fast.
Okay.
Dad has just removed their obvious weapons. Okay. Fitzroy is standing upside down on the ceiling. He's dancing on the ceiling. And Lennon, the other security guard, is hoofing it down the ramps. They're at about the second level at this point. Oh, and Kai, the Aarakocra, they are just like wandering around completely in a daze.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Kai. Yeah,
is Fitzroy going to be in like danger right now?
No, Fitzroy's landed safely.
Okay. Can I just like sit on my turn? Can I pass?
Do you want to like? Yeah, you can delay an action.
I mean, like, I just don't know right now, like. It seems like we're doing okay.
Yeah, like, if you want to delay or if you want to...
Yeah, I'm going to delay. I'm going to delay.
Okay.
I want to be ready. And how about this?
You're going to ready an action?
I want to delay till I want to delay the action till after their next turn. So in case they are... in case they wake up, I can get an opportunity.
A good bonk going.
A good bonk.
Okay, so you're going to ready an action that if they free themselves from the hold person, if they break your concentration... You are going to attack.
Ha, I got it. Fuck these guys. I am going to... What are they wearing?
Guard uniforms.
Okay, I'm going to glue their boots together.
Oh!
Nice.
Okay.
Some real Judge Reinhold shit.
finally getting deep into pranks.
So roll to see how well the glue sticks.
God, if it's glued forever and these guys have to buy new boots, I'm going to feel pretty bad about it.
You know what?
I almost did their faces, and then I remembered it can hold forever, and it's like, I don't actually need that.
Yeah.
Although I guess the skin cells would slough off eventually. Sorry, I need to roll a, what is it, D6 for that?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
I rolled a D22. I didn't need to do that. That's a 1.
It falls apart immediately.
Hey, good try, good glue, good friends, no harm done.
Well, these are special magic boots. They're company issued to avoid glue traps.
It makes perfect sense, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Ignore me.
Okay, up next are Milo and Bradford. Nope. Okay, that is a 15 plus 2, a 17. Does that beat your...
Yeah, beats me. I'm 16.
Okay, so Bradford is free of the hold person spell. And he is...
And he wakes up to see me on my hands and knees putting bad glue on his feet. That was very disconcerting.
And he says, well, hey now. And he is going to just take a swing at you, like a punch.
Oh.
Let's see. That is a 14. 17 versus AC?
Yeah, that's going to hit your boy.
And 6 points of damage.
All right.
Oof. Yeah, he clocks you in the kisser. Up next is Fitzroy.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm already raging, I might just go melee mode and smash some stalactites. But the ones that are not immediately over people's heads.
They're out in the hallway. I mean, yeah, so you're avoiding Kai, basically. You're not going to kill Kai. Kai is right. Over, like, walking into a wall repeatedly.
Right.
So they're over on the, like, edge of the room.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can pretty safely clobber some stalactites with your maul.
Yeah, I pull out the big maul, and I do just, like, a whirlwind smash into a big one. That is a 19.
Versus the stalactites AC.
Yeah, it was a rock. I imagine it's got decent AC.
Yes, so that hit, make a, rather than rolling damage, roll a strength check for me.
Okay. That's a crit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, crit.
So you clobber a group of the stalactites with your maul, and you hit at a pretty perfect angle, and a group of them, about four, fall, and the biggest one lands point down on top of one of these cabinets down at the bottom, and the whole thing just splits wide open. And when it does so, that compression spell, the like bag of holding-esque spell that was on it, breaks, and there is just an absolute explosion of paperwork. Like countless sheets of paper explode into the room, cover the floor in like a foot deep mess.
Seeing that gives Fitzroy an idea. And can I still take a move action?
Yes, you can.
Can the move action be I kick off the boot that has the upside down rock in it?
Yeah. You take off your boot and you begin to fall. And we're going to
I shrug. I'm still raging. It won't hurt that bad.
And we move over to Argonaut. So Lennon is coming down the ramp and they are like there now.
Okay. I reach in and throw a handful of my ball bearings that I use for my slingshot. Ooh. at Lennon's feet on a ramp, right?
Yeah. No, it's an excellent point. Let me see. Oh, okay. You do that, and Lennon just takes it in stride. And what you did not know is that Lennon, in his free time, is a professional rollerblader.
Oh, come on.
Dad, listen, I rolled an 18. I don't know what to tell you.
Do the fucking research, man. You got to do the pre-pro before you do the heist.
I don't know what to tell you, Dad. The die told me that he was a professional. I rolled professional rollerblader. And he just slides with it.
Okay.
Now, that was an action, but you could take a move or a bonus action.
I don't know what that would be. I guess jumps out of the way.
Okay. And so up next is the Fearbulk.
I'm going to punch the guy that punched me.
Okay, take a swing at Bradford.
This is the way. This is the Fearbulk code. If somebody punches you, you punch them back. We don't talk about this part very often. 18.
Yeah, that hits.
Plus, God, I do attack so rarely. I'm so sorry.
Are you just punching him or are you like hitting him with a weapon?
I'm doing an unarmed strike.
An unarmed strike.
In my people's parlance.
Just like in Cobra Kai.
Well, that is a 22.
That's a solid, a palpable hit, as the bard would say.
It just says, it's just a picture of 3. I don't think I roll for damage. It just says 3 on here.
Okay. You hit him for 3?
Yeah, that's the damage.
That's for unarmed strike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's your strength mod or something like that. I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, you pop him right in the nose. and now you're both of you, your nose is hurt. You know. Oh no, he missed you, didn't he?
No, he hit me.
All right. So now both of your noses hurt. It would be funny if your nose didn't hurt so bad.
This is what Gary Gygax dreamed, I think. Yeah. Just two brave warriors.
Just slapping me.
Punching each other in the snoot. Punching each other
in the face. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I do want to keep him busy.
Just snoot whacking. Okay, and Milo's going to see if he can unhold himself. Oh, yeah. So Milo now shakes off the hold person as well, and he pulls a knife from his boot and takes a swipe at you, Argonaut. Does a 17 beat your AC?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm 16.
He slices you with that knife for 8 points of damage. And up next is Bradford, who is going to attempt to grapple the Firbolg. So we're going to do a contested strength check. He rolled an 18, or he got 18. Okay.
So strength check. That's a 20. That's a roll. That is an 18 plus 2, 20.
Ah, boy. Okay, yeah. So you're both very strong. This is a battle of titans. Oh, Bradford and the Firbolg. Everybody's been talking about it for years. They're like, when are Bradford and the Firbolg finally going to face off so we can see who the stronger one is? And you know what? It's the Firbolg.
I punched your friend in the face. I will punch your face, too.
It was actually my face. We look a lot alike. I see. I get
this
it.
This is a great shame.
That's okay. Hey, I'm going
to
arrest you.
This happens to me and Tom Cruise as well.
And here's the thing. You can't lie. So that must happen.
Oh, I hold up my tangled web. I used my one tangled web to do that lie.
And so, yeah, you are able to best him in a competition of strength. Up next is the Falling Fitzroy.
Well, I got no stalactites to catch myself on this time, which is unfortunate. So am I just going to eat shit or...
You tell me, dude. You're the one who took off your shoe.
I'm just going to try and land perfectly, but in like a cool, like rolling way.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
So that my body doesn't get hurt.
I'm going to say, how are you at acrobatics?
I rolled a 13, 11 plus 2, 13.
Okay, yeah. You are able to land in such a way that you don't like shatter any bones, but you're going to take some damage upon impact. Let's see. You take.
I'm still working on moss energy, so like I don't give it. Like hit me. You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not much. It's 8 points of damage.
That doesn't even. 8 points of damage is nothing. I just fell 40 feet.
Yeah.
And I took 8 points of damage.
Well, you were able to with the 13. I mean, you didn't land on your head. You didn't land on your coccyx.
I
mean? You landed prone on and remember, there's a foot of paper on the ground. So there was some padding there.
Okay. Now that there was that much paper inside the thing?
Yeah, remember, it's compressed. Tannen said earlier that if they had to find storage for it, it would be like billions of sheets of paper.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Now that my rage has done everything I need to do, I'm going to use a bonus action to... turn that off so that I can cast a spell. Or at least try to cast a spell. First, let me roll to see if I can try and cast a spell.
And remember, you have plus one because you've done it before.
Fuck! That's a 3.
Woo, Boise. Okay. That doesn't work.
Well, fuck.
This is a new era, isn't it? The era of accountability.
It's not great.
I'm not saying we've ever lied before. But boy, we can't do it now.
Now, I will say, I will say what we have done in the past, and the procedure is, when you are going to cast, you have the ability to psych yourself up, right? To get yourself prepared, to do something, to get yourself in the right headspace to cast.
We don't need BS for this. I have Tides of Chaos. Once per long rest, you can gain advantage on one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Would you say that this is a
what? This is an ability check for, yeah, for sure.
Okay, please, this time maybe? Fuck, that's a 4!
It was better.
Yeah, it's one better. That's true. Okay, then can I take an action instead of magic then?
Yes.
I want to spend my action then trying to usher Kai away from the file cabinets in the center of the room.
Like out of the room or just like to the, like.
If I can kick Kai out of the room, that would be the safest for Kai.
Yeah, it doesn't take, I'm not going to even make you make any checks. Kai is absolutely okay. Buddy in your hands. You guide Kai over to the doors. And in fact, I'm going to say that there is now just a quick scene as we see like the Fearbulg and Bradford are punching each other. Lennon has just skated down on some ball bearings to reach the bottom. We have, you know, Milo swinging a knife at Argo, and everything pauses as this seemingly like sleepwalking parrot Aarakocra just kind of like wanders through on their way up the ramp, and then everything resumes again back in the fight.
They need some juice.
And Lennon is up, and Lennon is just going to take a running charge at you, Argonaut. So
who on earth is Lennon?
Lennon is the guard from upstairs.
The rollerblader.
Okay. Finally got wise. Got it.
So Argonaut, make a dexterity saving throw.
Well, I'll try.
You're good at it. Come on.
Dexterity, that is a 12 plus 9. That's a 21.
Yeah, so Lennon comes charging at you, ready to tackle you to the ground. And at the last moment, you throw yourself to the side, and they go charging past. And they trip as they go past and end up prone on the ground in a roll. And you are still on your feet and you are up.
Gosh, I don't wanna.
Yeah, so just to clarify, now at this point, Milo and Lennon are focused on Argo, and Bradford and the Fearbulg have kind of squared off against each other.
Don't I have something like dual wield?
Yes, right? Yes, you do.
Use two weapons at once. Okay, I'm going to use the two stun batons, one on Lennon on the ground and one on Milo standing in front of me.
Okay, roll against Lennon first. Okay. And you have advantage since they are on the ground. They are prone.
Okay, that's a 15. Do I add anything to it?
What other weapons do you have? I'm trying to pull up all the D&T deal and stuff. Now.
I've got a club. I got a dagger.
Yeah, what does it say with your club?
With the club, it's 1d4 plus 1.
No, that's rapier, damage. What's it say on the attack roll?
Plus 5.
Okay, yeah. So add 5 to it, just like it was.
So it's a dirty 20.
Okay, and roll again. Because you have a damage.
That is a 5 plus 5, so
that's not as good. Okay, yeah, so with that 20, you definitely make impact with that stun baton, and Lennon takes some damage, but he is able to maintain consciousness. So, but it does hurt him you said it was, what, D4 plus what for the damage?
D4 plus one?
Let's say that the stun baton is a D6 plus 1.
I got 1 plus 1. That's 2. Should have stuck with the other
one. And now roll again against Milo.
That is... Oh, a nat 20.
Oh, boy. Ooh, okay, yeah.
Nice.
Hey. You get Milo square in the solar plexus with the point of the stun baton, and he goes down. So he is stunned.
Actually, I am too.
So up next is the Fearbulg.
So which one was stunned?
Milo is stunned on the ground, and you, Fearbulg, are squaring off against Bradford.
I am... God, I really don't want to kill him.
Then don't.
I feel pretty strongly about that. It is. A lot of people think it's easier in a way to not kill people.
We've changed.
I feel like we're even now with the punching. Yeah. So I'm going to cast Charm Person.
Okay. And is that a wisdom saving roll?
It's a wisdom saving throw.
That is a 10.
I do it with advantage because we're fighting. Ugh.
Oh, so nope. Honest. That's a 10 as well.
All right.
He's charmed. He is way into you now. Not romantically, mind you, but more just like into the idea of you. Just a big fan, really.
Who's not?
And what can you remind everybody of the effects of Charm Person? I mean, I know, of course, but...
The charm creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance.
Oh, hey, Fearbog! Wait, can I help you with anything?
There's been a terrible mix-up.
Oh?
Yes, you hit me and I punched you.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't like, this was not kind, and I first would like to say I am very sorry of this.
Is there anything I can do to fix this? I'm so sorry.
You fight Lenin.
Okay.
We're buds, all of us, and Lenin is turning on our group of friends. He's turned on us four pals.
Okay, I'll kill him for you.
No, this is not. This is too much. No, just a regular good. I know you have the haymakers, and that you have a very good style of punching. Okay. I have experienced it firsthand, and I want you to show Lenin a bit of that special punch magic.
Okay. Well, Milo is incapacitated, stunned upon the ground. So Bradford is going to run over and tackle Lenin very successfully. And he is going to hold him down and twist tie, magical twist tie, his wrists together.
Wow.
So Bradford stands up and says, hey, is there anything else I can do to help?
Are we out of combat? That's everybody, right?
I mean, yeah, at this point, I guess as long as Bradford's charmed, Lennon's bound, and Milo is incapacitated, and Bradford's charmed.
Go tell everyone that the danger has passed.
Okay. What should I do with Lenin and Milo?
This is not my concern.
Okay.
Now, friends, we need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So Bradford whistles his way up the ramp, meets Kai halfway up the ramp to level two, and the two of them continue that walk on together, whistling together. So Milo is stunned on the ground. Lenin is bound, and we are out of initiative, and so now we're at Fitzroy back in the archives.
I'm going to try and cast a spell again.
Okay.
Can I?
Are the archives not dealt with at this point? Like, have we not?
I mean, I've taken up a chunk of, I destroyed one with a falling stalactite, and I've sort of damaged the exhaust system a bit, but that ain't going to be enough to move the...
There are 20.
Yeah, there's a lot.
All right.
Can I wheeze the juice, so to speak, of this exhaust that is coming out of these... can I huff these cabinets, I guess, to get a little bit of...
Yeah, so magical you position yourself at the epicenter of that circle of dead moss that you created, and you positioned yourself on the ground beneath it, hoping to, catch some of this exhaust, so you can roll to cast the spell with advantage.
All right. I'll probably need it. Nope, got it. 18.
Okay. Yeah, so do you want to go ahead and roll again? Just to see if you get that crit.
I don't know what a crit.
It would be 15. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that probably would have been cool. Okay. So these cabinets are in sort of a square pattern, right?
Yeah. So they're in a
there's rows five, and columns.
Yeah,
of
it's
them.
5-4-5-4.
That okay. Kind of thing. I'm gonna go to one kind of closer to the outskirts, and I'm going to cast Enlarge Reduce on it, and I'm going to reduce its size. Specifically, I will reduce its size by half in all dimensions, and its weight will be reduced to 1/8 of normal.
Okay. Is there a check that it has to? No, I mean, it's a...
It's not alive.
Yeah.
So it does not check.
Now, here is my question for you before I tell you what happens.
Yeah.
What is your desired outcome?
To have a small one of these that I can pick up and do something else with.
Oh, okay. I see. When you cast this spell, roll a d20 for me.
Okay.
And just let me know if the number is odd or even.
Fuck. It is odd.
Okay, yeah. So you cast this spell, and it begins shaking violently, right? You have compressed this compression spell upon itself.
Cool. Then it's not going to like what happens next.
And you have limited time.
Okay.
Like, you don't know how much time, and I'm not going to tell you, but it is, like, shaking violently.
Okay, boys, get in here. We're leaving. Are these cabinets locked? I try to open a different one of the cabinets to see if it's locked or not.
Yeah, it is. These are sealed, not by much, but like a key. Like one might seal an important filing cabinet at a business.
Okay. Argo, can you, I go to a cabinet close to the center of the room. Argo, can you pop this quick? Because I'm pretty sure I just made a bomb.
Roll a dexterity check for me, Argo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dexterity check. Here it comes. That is a 3.
Plus
9. So that's a 12. Wait. I would assume that my thieves' tools.
Yeah, you
would
get
add
advantage with your thieves' tools.
Okay, then I will try it again. That's better. 16 plus 9.
25. Oh, yeah. This is a simple lock. It takes you half a second to pop it open.
Cool. Is everyone here?
Yeah, the three of you are together, yes.
And no one else is in here?
Correct.
Okay. So real quick, I had an idea, and let me know what you all think about it. We can vote, I guess, if we want, but I don't think we have a lot of time.
Do we have time to workshop it?
Nope, probably not.
Oh, okay.
You know, my dad worked in cargo and worked with sort of compression magic from time to time. And whenever you had compression magic on your wagon, there was a very important rule that they warned you about. Like, first day, like, rule number one, don't do this thing. And I think we should do it. But I don't know what's going to happen to us. But we won't be here anymore, I don't think.
Because we'll be dead?
Probably not.
Okay.
But we'll be unalive. Maybe it's going to be weird, but I need I need consent before we do it.
I say go for it. If you can explain what it is you're going to do.
You're running out of time. It's shaking even harder.
Thumbs up then?
Go.
Oh, hell yeah. Thumbs up.
Okay. Put it in the hoop like jam, and I put the smaller file cabinet into the open drawer of the larger file cabinet.
Okay. The two of them are now one within the other one. You have created a bit of an Ouroboros of compression. And think of like a feedback loop, right? So as this compression magic is acting upon compression magic that is acting upon compression magic, there is an audible whine in the air.
I reach into my bag and pull out the navigational yarn, and I whisper to it, "We are leaving." It will speedily roll in the intended direction.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I'm curious what that is right at this exact
moment.
That's
what I don't know, but I told it the exit, so this navigational yarn's got to figure it out. It's not my fucking problem. It's a strings problem.
Yeah, so, I mean, the navigational yarn leads you over to the doors, the ones that can magically seal.
It's not the... Wasn't there a... See, I kind of expected it would be
the escape route. Well, yes, that is interesting. So I want you to roll an investigation check as the Firbolg is looking at the escape hatch to figure out why the string isn't leading that way.
Oh my god.
Well, bud, that's a one.
Oh, risky. You have no idea. Oh no, why isn't it over? Why isn't
that advance the narrative?
I mean, I think we confidently walk towards the escape hatch.
Luckily, the string leads you that way. I don't know. You stub your toe and take 2 damage or something. It's really bad. You're so busy looking at the escape hatch that you trip and you bonk your nose on the ground. And it takes 2 damage, but you can follow the string the right way to go.
But not that is not toward the escape.
Not hatch. Towards the escape hatch.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm gonna start following the string. I mean, I think that's our best option.
So the three of you begin sprinting for that ceiling door. It opens as you approach, and all three of you do that super cool dive that you might expect from an action movie as the doors seal behind you. And suddenly, we can't see through the plexiglass anymore because it is covered. The whole room is full, top to bottom, compressed with tiny flecks of paper.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us as a special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now JK, you can
now
leave.
Make him say, now make him say, wait, Griffin's, make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean? Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like a normal ad.
Okay, so yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, he is.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
They and even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. And like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah,
the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the Shadowlands, and it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show. So you find yourself now safely. You've made it. You destroyed those records. It's going to take them quite some time to come back from this.
I gotta imagine people saw that, right?
Well, so still at this point, I mean, Lennon, Bradford, Milo, they were the only ones with eyes on here, and your party popper disabled the cameras.
Okay.
So point, I mean, you can probably assume that people upstairs heard a noise and are getting fairly suspicious, but there was nobody that had eyes on what was going on.
Okay. Does anybody have a memory erase spell? Because if not, we are gonna do some time, I think. We're not cool with murdering these three guards, right?
We shall vote.
No, silly.
Take a vote. I vote. Abstain.
I abstain.
That's not. I abstain. I also abstain.
No, leadership is important in the organization. You must make the
call. We're not going to kill anybody. But does anybody have a memory forgetting wiping thing?
I have shillelagh.
No.
I could bonk. This works in stories. You get a bonk and forget.
Yeah, amnesia, right?
I am not the wizard.
Don't remember.
Do you know the exact amount of strength to put behind the bonk to ensure memory erasure, but not consciousness erasure?
Is bonk is not exact science.
Okay, then let's...
I could waterboard him. Would that help?
What? God, what?
Christ. No, wait, I'm going to come react to that as Justin. Christ.
All three of you roll a perception check.
Maybe the funniest torture joke yet on the 19. Adventure Zone.
It's hard to pick, though, isn't it?
Perception? God. 5 plus 8, 13.
I got a 19 total.
Argo?
I got a 2.
Okay, great. Good. So you, Fitzroy, amidst this trying to figure out what to do, you hear footsteps coming down the ramp. You turn in time to see the Commodore coming, and he says, Oh, come on, boys. We got to get you out of here.
Go where? What are we doing?
Well, people are going to be coming down here pretty soon to investigate. Come on. We got to go.
I'm going to roll an insight check to see if... I guess it's hard to tell when he's bullshitting. I got a flat 16.
He's definitely acting a little twitchy. With a 16, it's hard to tell if that is because of what the whole situation is or if there's something going on.
I think we can find our own way out, right, fellas?
Yeah, and why did you even come down here?
This wasn't part of the plan.
Well, you need to get out of here. I can distract them upstairs and get you out of here. Come on, boys, let's go.
And he starts to walk up the stairs or up the ramp, gesturing for you to follow him.
I think it is our best option.
Okay.
All right, but we keep an eye on him, because I don't know if I brought this up before, but he's not the most trustworthy fella.
Yeah, I ready in action to do my own special bonk on Commodore if he turns on his heels and is like, you know, abracadabra. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm legally allowed to do that. That seems like it breaks D&D a little bit, to just always be ready to smash somebody.
Yeah, I think you can only ready in action. Well, you're feeling twitchy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just. Yeah. We don't have to codify it.
No. Here's what I will say. I will let you ready the action.
Okay.
But you need to do a sleight of hand check to make sure
to hold my big maul over my head.
Well, to make sure he doesn't notice you like readying your grip or whatever. You know.
15 sleight of hand. That's not bad considering I'm not good at sleight of hand.
Yeah. With that. He has turned around before you ready your grip on it. So you make your way to the top of the ramp, and he says, "Oh, smooth as silk. All right, boys, now I'm going to need you to wait here. And I need all three of you to roll a wisdom saving throw."
Fuck. 15.
8 plus a minus 1.
Okay.
7.
Dad, don't forget, you can click the number itself next to whatever thing you are rolling.
Strength,
and it will automatically do it.
Wisdom. Wisdom. I'm much better at that. 19 plus 4.
Okay. So Argo and Fitzroy.
That's 23.
Yes. As he says this, Fitzroy, I want you to make an attack roll with disadvantage.
Oh, is that my... Yeah. This is my ready thing?
Yeah.
Okay. 6 plus 9, 15. And 12 plus 9, 21. So 15.
Okay.
15 city over here.
You, on the 15, it does not hit.
Fuck.
Okay. So you raise it to strike, and suddenly your muscles lock up. And you are held in place, as are you, Argo. Now, Fearbold, you have stayed in control of your own body. And the Commodore turns around and says, "You see, boys, you did a great job of causing this chaos. It's truly wonderful to see. But here's the problem, you see. It's not the plan. It's not what we want, you see. And so we need to ensure that you're out of the way until we can do what we need to do to put the real plan in place. You understand?"
"No, who's we?"
"Well, everybody's locked up except the fear book."
"Okay. Yeah. Oh, we can't even talk."
Mm-hmm. "Does he know, let me ask you this, does he know that I haven't done anything. Does he know that I'm not locked up?"
Your body didn't go into the same rigor that the other two did. You can try to fake it, but that's not really the fear book's thing.
I'll stay still for a second.
Okay.
To figure out what's happening.
"You see, boys, I'm under new management." And you see his eyes go all white. And you have seen this in real life now and in your dreams. These are the eyes of order and chaos. "My boss has sent me here to keep you safe, oh, lucky for you, and to keep you out of the way. And what better way to do that than to make sure you're safely locked in prison? So the three of you are going to stay here, and I'm going to go get the guards. I'll tell them I caught you, and I'll be an even bigger hero than I was."
"I have a thought."
"Oh, please do tell, Master Fearbulk."
maybe you should mind your business.
And I smash the jar of bees on his head.
Okay, make an attack roll with bees?
While me and fucking Argo are paralyzed right next to him, you smash a jar of bees, and we're probably thinking, cool.
No, I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to run away from the bees.
I know, no one can give me shit about this. How do I use D&D Beyond to attack with jar of bees?
This is such a good question. Are you trying to surprise him with the bee? You're
it's
trying gonna to surprise
be,
him,
hey, Trav,
right?
Trav, I don't think any action I take with this jar of bees vis-a-vis smashing it on his cabeza is not going to surprise him.
Okay, do a...
Surprise is inbuilt.
Do a... dexterity check.
Dexterity check. Yes. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Smash that motherfucker. Yes. Get him. Get him with the bees.
You smash it on his head, and to say you catch him by surprise is an understatement. He begins to panic, and in his panic, he does not see the person step up behind him and clobber him now that he's distracted, and he goes down like a ton of bricks, and Hieronymus Wiggenstaff steps into the light.
What is... Oh, I'm still... Are we still paralyzed? Or when he goes
yes.
down, are we?
Okay. Make another wisdom saving throw with advantage now that he is knocked out, now that he is out cold.
16?
Mm-hmm. You are free.
I rolled 11 and a 12.
You are still locked up. And Hieronymus says, this is so weird to say, but Gray sent me.
Yeah, I bet that's you two make four strange bedfellows, huh?
Yeah, and listen, we need to go now, like right now. Fearbolt, can you carry Argo?
I believe so.
How embarrassing.
I carry him like a baby.
Okay.
Baby style on my no. I put him on my shoulders like a toddler.
Okay.
Like
he's sitting on your shoulders, like you guys are at Disney World.
Exactly. Okay, right. Great. Yeah. The Disney dad. We call it.
Is he? Is the Commodore unconscious?
Yes. Correct.
Wait, Fearbulk. Can I borrow that mask?
Of course. I toss the mask.
And by borrow, I mean it's going to stay here, but it's going to be worth it, I think. And I put it over the Commodore's head and make him look like me.
Ooh.
And I, before leaving, glue the mask to his head.
Okay, roll.
Yes.
Roll.
Yes.
Come on, glue. I Come need on, you glue. Now, glue. Come on, glue. Come on. Glue. That's a two.
Glue.
How long does a two stay?
I mean, not. It doesn't disintegrate instantly.
Don't you think he'd have advantage? Since
no, you can't get advantage on glue.
That's one of the oldest D&D rules.
It's the biggest.
That's true. Wait.
I can boost it a little bit. Oh, you know what?
It's up to your discretion, Trev.
Okay, yeah. For a two, it's going to stay on there for 2 hours.
Perfect.
Let me juice that a little bit with I have a thing. Where is it? Bend luck. Whenever a creature makes an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, you can use a reaction and spend 2 sorcery points to add 1d4.
Okay.
I don't know that 2 hours is going to cut it.
Go for it.
Oh, wait, that's a d8.
Cut it in half.
2. Okay, so 4 hours.
4 hours, right. So Hieronymus just says, we need to move quickly. Things are starting to get a little weird upstairs. And as you guys make your way, out of the way, I assume you've grabbed your trash can, your trusty trash can on the way this time.
I ain't grabbing nothing.
He's grabbing it. I mean, he's basically, at this point, okay. The trash can is like the fourth member of your group, really. It's like another Thunder Man.
It's your trash. I don't want to carry your trash
Beulah.
Can around.
His name is Beulah.
As you make your way out...
Can I scoop up the remains of the present just to... or did it, like, fully
explode? Oh, yeah,
it's
confetti.
Okay, cool.
Unless you've recalled Snippers, you can pick up Snippers.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that at will. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. So you guys have made your way back into the atrium. And upon exiting the ramp, what you first see is Kai, still delirious, though coming around, and Bradford, still charmed, talking to Holofer, and Holofer saying, okay, wait, hold on. What's happening? What's going on? And Hieronymus gives you the, like, let's just go, towards the exit. And Bailey Kern and Chef Mike see you sitting on the Fearbug's shoulders, and Bailey says, oh, where are you going, Blofeld? You leaving? And you, of course, don't answer because you're held.
Oh, that's exactly what I did.
Okay, well, I'll see you around.
Could I have enough flexibility to go, go, Daddy, go, faster.
No. Mostly because I don't like you calling the Fearbug Daddy, though I'm sure that there are some people who really like that.
Some people are like, I throw my voice toward Argo, and I'm like, I have a doctor's appointment. Arr.
Oh my God, that's what Argo sounds like to you?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Because I was always, I was always going for like a quint thing.
Yeah, we know.
On jaw.
And as soon as Althea sees you, without asking any questions, she is catching up with you and walking with you. She knows that shit has gone down, and she also does not want to be around when that happens. Now, here is my question. Do you attempt to get Taryn's attention?
Considering what just happened with the Commodore, I don't know that, like, I worked with Gray is necessarily a great seal of approval.
Okay. So outside...
I don't want to decide for the group, but I feel no allegiance to Taryn.
And even if I did, I don't have diddly squat.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of choice there, do you, Argonaut?
No.
Yeah, I want to hustle. We got Althea, and that's more important.
So you make your way outside, and Hieronymus is explaining to you, okay, we need to get into the alley over here so that Gordy can call us back. Shit is going down at the school, guys, and we need to get back as soon as we can.
What's happening at the school?
I think it'll probably be easier to show you. And he writes in his book of far speech, and the green fire that has teleported you before surrounds you, and you find yourself back at the school grounds. And it is not at all how you left it. First, you are standing next to the Lich King Gordy amongst an army of skeletons.
Okay.
Second, the school is surrounded by a web of magical protection. Just inside the web, you see animal skeletons of all kinds patrolling the perimeter, and you spot Rainier keeping a watchful eye from the school's entryway. You follow the protection spell to its source, and you are surprised to find the Demon Prince Gray and Higglemas Wiggenstaff standing side by side on the balcony of Jackal the Kinku, weaving their magic together. However, none of that is what is most notable. Between you and the school stands an absolute army of demons of all shapes and sizes, easily 10,000 of them at least, and each and every one of them sports a pair of all-white eyes. Also of note, they're not preparing to get into the school. They're positioned to keep you out. Their ranks extend so that they are not only blocking the school, but also the place where you know order is opening the portal. And even with Gordy's skeletal army, you are outmatched. If you try to push through this force, you will be slaughtered.
I rolled to push through the force. I rolled a 10.
Yeah. Oh, you're super slaughtered.
Yeah.
Fitzroy, a hawk lands and perches at your wrist. It is Leon. He crooks his head at you in greeting.
Oh, I haven't fed you in like forever. Are you doing worms and stuff? Are you okay? I kind of forgot about you. Do you want to be back to being a person again, or...
He nods, but you look up and see that a lone figure on horseback has been following him. And this lone figure sees Althea and says, yes, excuse me, are you Althea's son? She says, yes? And he says, ah, good. We got your call for assistance. I believe you said that Sir Fitzroy Maplecourt, knight in absentia of the realm of Good Castle, needed help, and so we came. The rest of our forces should arrive any day now.
Who are you?
Oh, excuse me in my excitement. I've forgotten to introduce myself. My name is Sir Reginald Thistlewhip, knight and advanced scout for the army of the Realm of Goodcastle, at your service.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.